Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 29th, final day of the month of Iyar, and the 44th day of the Omer. Today's day 599. Unbelievable. We're going to hit 600. Let's hope we don't. I think I did the math before, it was over 85 Shabbosos away in captivity. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Evan Rubin of Knesset Israel Torah Center in Sacramento, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We follow by Rabbi Rubin fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Rubin will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where he will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor the program a day, a week, a month, for any occasion, you could do so at ou.org/call. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rubin.
Good morning, Rabbi Herman. It is a pleasure to be back with you and a pleasure to join you. And the idea of that many days, that number is just staggering. As we have said, special telos every single day. And as we come together today, we just had two murders in Washington, D.C., Yom Yerushalayim, and the upcoming Shavuos holiday, and American Memorial Day, all kind of crash into one another. And the only commonality that I was finally put together trying to figure out where they all are is we're davening for Hashem. We're davening for Hashem to celebrate the reunification of Yerushalayim, the reunification of Jerusalem under Jewish rule. We are mourning, obviously, American soldiers and, unfortunately, current martyrs that are going to their Olam HaEmes, their world to come. And at the same time, we're looking forward to Shavuos. We're looking forward to reestablishing our connection with the Torah, reestablishing our acceptance of the Torah. And all of it revolves around praying to Hashem in some form or another. And one of the things I always think about when I come on this call, and I've expressed it many times to my community, is that King David, David HaMelech, lived such an incredibly varied life with circumstances well above and beyond the average. And as he experienced the good, the bad, the ugly, and many of them to the extreme, he managed to put pen to paper, so to speak, and write about all of it and express it all. And as we know just from this call, these words that King David wrote have become such a part of our lexicon that we use them, whether it's to pray on behalf of our brethren as we're doing through this call, or in many other fashions as we do throughout our daily lives. These words of Tehillim have become so valuable. And so as we come together today, yet again, and it's hard to believe that we were talking about 599 days with hostages. I can't believe that this call now has been going on 5 years. That this call was started at the beginning of the pandemic as a means to have words of Torah every day in the midst of a shutdown. And now, 5 years later, this call has become its own entity. Now we're praying for the hostages, we're praying for our brethren in Israel, and may we see not only a release of hostages, but may we see peace in our land, true peace in our land, and with God's help, the true Geula, the true redemption that our people are so longing for, as we say three times every single day, that may we see indeed a rebuilding of our holy temple speedily in our days. So we begin with Tehillim, the Psalms, with chapter 20, with Perek Chaf. Lam natsayach mizmor leDavid, ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezricha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchosecha, ve'olasecha yedash nesela, yitein lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzascha yemalei. Niranina bishua secha, ubeshem Eloheinu nigol, yemale Adonai kol mishalo secha. Ata yadati, ki hoshia Adonai meshicho, ya'anehu mishmei kodsho, bigvuros yengsha yemino. Ein lev orechev, ve'ein lev asusim, va'anachnu beshem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hey ma karu enafalo, va anachnu kamnu vanistodad. Adonai Hoshia hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu. We continue with chapter 23, Tehillim Kaf Gimel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echzor. Bin osdeshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yinahaleni, nafshi yishovev, yancheni b'magle tzedek, b'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eleich begeit salmoves, lo ira ara ki atay madi, shivtecha umishantecha, heimar. Hamuni ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged sorerai dishanta bashem en roshi kosi revaya achto vachesed yirdifuni kol yemei chayai v'shavti beveis Adonai le'orech yamim. Next, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shira malos, esa einai el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim va'oretz. Al yitein lamos raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yeminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, ba-moyba, Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecha, Adonai yishmar tzeitcha uvoecha, Me'ata ve'ad olam. Next, we have Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shira Malos, mi ma'amakim, kirasnicha Adonai. Adonai, shimave koli, tihiena oznecha kashuvos, lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya, Adonai, mi ya'amod. Ki imecha haselicha, lema'an tivarei. Kivisi Adonai, kivisa nafshi, velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fedus. V'hu yifdes Yisrael, mikol avonosav. The last of the Tehillim, Psalm 142, Tehillim Kuf Membez. Maskile David, Bihyoso Vame'oros Fila, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eschanan, Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Sarasi Lefanav Agid, Behis Atef Alai Ruchi, Ve'ata yadata nesivasi, ve'orachzu ahalech tamnu fachmi. Habeit yamin urei, ve'en li makir, avad banos mimeni, en doresh lenafshi. Za'akti lecha Adonai, amarti ata machzi, chelki ve'eretz hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi, Ki dalosi me'od, hatzileni me'rodifai, ki ometsu mimeni. Hotzi'a mimazger nafshi, lehodos eshemecha, bi yachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol alai. Now continue with Achenu. Achenu kolbeis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzorel v'shivya, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ולאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתא בגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may the all-present have compassion upon them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. We continue with the Beis Shaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal, for the prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces. Mi Shaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, ויברך את חיילי צבא ההגנה לישראל ואנשי הביטחון, העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול על לבו הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בחסר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, ויקוים בהם הכסוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם. V'nomar, Amen. Finally, the Mishaberach for the, with the Mishaberach for Shvuyim, for those that are still being held captive, may they speedily return to their homes. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aharon David Ushlamo, Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsoros Nedarei Tzava HaGana L'Yisrael Ushvuyav, ואז כל אחינו הנסונים בצורה ובשביה, בעבור שכל הכל הקדוש הזה מספלל בעבורם,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'yotziyem Mechol Shech B'tzalmo Ves U'moshoseihem Yenatek U'mimtsukoseihem Yoshiem V'yishivem Meheir Alachek Mishpecholseihem Yodu L'Adonai Chazdo V'nizlo Salvivnei Adam V'kuyam Bohem Mikra Shekasov Uftuye Adonai Yeshuvun Uva'utzion Berina V'simchas Olam Al Rosham Sason v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagon v'anacha v'nomar amen.
Now we conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim, for those, the prayer for those that are ill.
Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo hu yivarech es ha-Cholim. Ba'avur she'anu mispalulim ba'avuram Bizkarze ha'kadosh baruch hu Yimalei rachamim aleihem Lachlimam ularachbosam Ulachzikam ulachilsam Vishlach bahem meheira refua Shlema min hashamayim Lechol evarehim ulechol gidehem Besoch she'ar kolay Yisrael Refuas ha'nefesh urefuas ha'guf Hashta ba'galal Bizman koriv V'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rubin. I look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, near Eretz Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.